sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Every once in a while, I get the opportunity to speak to a special group of students in Arcata. And before everything gets started, they recite the Pledge of Allegiance together. It brings back memories of when I was in school with my homeroom teacher, Mrs. Hollis. Every morning we would stand, face the flag, put our right hand over our heart, and recite the Pledge of Allegiance together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. When I think of a word to define our country today, indivisible is not one of the first words that comes to mind. We are being divided more and more each day. I used to hear the phrase, united we stand, divided we fall. More accurate today is united we stood, divided we're falling. To me, indivisible does not mean that we agree on everything. It means that when we do disagree, we don't let that disagreement divide us. I believe many people are losing the ability to disagree with other people without hating them. When I first met my wife, she was a huge San Francisco Giants fan. Her best friend worked for the Giants, and they often got to hang out with the players. I grew up with a great-grandfather who was a diehard Oakland A's fan. He even took my family on a trip to see the A's play in Oakland one time. Apparently, my wife and I have worked out our differences enough to make it 27 years. So here's my rant. At some point, we must unite. Whether you think someone should kneel or stand, wear a mask or not, sing in church or stay home, agree or disagree, we need to learn to at least be civil, to at least show respect. Last week in San Diego, a couple was sprayed with pepper spray for not wearing face masks while eating in a public park. This is just one example of a total lack of respect for other people. If you've left the house in the past month, you've probably seen or heard other people being rude or disrespectful to others. Come on, people. We're all stressed out, we're all frustrated and sick of this whole thing, but at least treat other people with respect. One last thought. If this community comment does not apply to you, if you're treating other people with kindness and respect, then this really wasn't meant for you. If it don't apply, let it fly. Thank you and have a great weekend.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.